Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Sensemaker.
Hi, I'm Nimmo and this is Sensemaker. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, how Israel became Exhibit A for people who want to claim that the COVID vaccines don't work.
A day of hope and celebration in Israel as people here receive the first doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine.
When the global vaccine rollout began, Israel was the belle of the ball. Within a month, more than a quarter of its population had gotten their first dose of the COVID vaccine. Now, it's around 60% of the whole country and about 85% of all adults. It became a real-life show and tell for how good the vaccine was. A study of 1.2 million people in Israel back in February found that people who'd been vaccinated were 94% less likely to get COVID with symptoms. And the number of cases plummeted from around 10,000 cases a day at the start of the year to just double figures last month. Israel's success looked like it was going to pull the rug from under vaccine skeptics. But something's changed. A new variant has come along, the Delta variant. And some of the skeptics think they might have been proven right after all. They've got a new focus, something called breakthrough cases.
Now, concerns are growing in Israel after some fully vaccinated adults got infected with the coronavirus.
So, breakthrough cases are the ones where people who've been vaccinated catch COVID anyway. And there have been some pretty startling takes, not least from a cardiologist in the US.
But the Delta variant really is not responsive at all or protected at all by the vaccines. And in the Israel, they estimate right now from the Israel health authorities that the vaccine efficacy rate is only about 60 to 70%. There's no reason right now, no clinical reason to go get vaccinated.
Now, that's a really big claim. Definitely not one to take at face value. So here's my question. What does Israel's data show us? And should it make us worry about how good the COVID vaccines actually are?
All right, let's now shift our attention to some pretty concerning news that's come in from Israel in what is being said to be a major blow to the efficacy claims of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. Over 12,000 people who were inoculated with the Pfizer vaccine have tested positive for coronavirus in the state of Israel.
Israel is recording its highest number of daily new infections since March. And to pick one representative day, the 13th of July, 53% of the people testing positive were fully vaccinated. Alongside that, there's another study from Israel which seems to show that after two doses, the Pfizer vaccine is only 40% effective at reducing the chance of you getting COVID with symptoms. That sounds like a lot to worry about. Well, not really. It's actually much more complicated and more interesting than that.
Hello, I'm Jeevan Vasagar. I'm climate editor at Tortoise and host of a new podcast called Counter Crisis, from the Centre for Disaster Protection, a UK government-funded international organisation which works to change how the world plans and pays for disasters. If you follow the news, you'll know that more people than ever are in need of humanitarian assistance. War and climate change are affecting millions, but the solutions haven't really kept pace. Finance is key. We saw during the pandemic that the countries that found it easiest to borrow money were the most able to respond, and not the countries that were the most affected. Across three episodes, covering disasters, the losses caused by climate change, and our response to disease outbreaks, I'm going to try and make sense of this. Why are the current ways we respond to crises inadequate, and how can we do better? I'll be speaking to experts to rethink the recovery from crisis and find out why prearranged finance can help get aid where it's needed. You can listen now. Search for Counter Crisis wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.
Israel It is true that Israel is seeing more infections now than it has for a while, but it was starting from a really low base. The daily average is now about 1,400. Back in January, it was well over 8,000. And those low numbers are an important thing because a small change can look like a big thing if you talk about it in percentage terms. The other thing that matters is that so many adults in Israel have been vaccinated. Remember, I said it was more than 4 out of 5. And what that means is that it only takes a few people in the vaccinated group to test positive for them to outnumber the people getting infected who haven't been vaccinated, because there are so many more vaccinated people in the first place, right? And then you've got to bear in mind the difference between infections and severe infections. Even though Israel's data found Pfizer was pretty weak at preventing COVID symptoms, it was 91% effective at preventing serious illness, which is really extraordinary. And by the way, there was a different study, one that was sponsored by Public Health England, which found that the Pfizer vaccine was 88% effective at protecting against catching COVID and having symptoms. The vaccine skeptics aren't saying much about that. Of course, it doesn't help to pretend that the COVID vaccines offer perfect protection for everyone. So here are some home truths. People who've got weak immune systems tend to be less protected by the vaccine. There are some signs that if you were vaccinated right at the beginning of the rollout, the protection might be beginning to wear off. And while communities are still only partially vaccinated, there's always the chance of a variant emerging that will dodge our vaccines. But the real-life data that we have from Israel, well, it's telling us that against the Delta variant, the vaccines are still working very well indeed. That being said, it won't stop the country being used as a case study by people who want to doubt the effectiveness of the vaccine. As Israel opens up into the glory of normal life before nearly any other country in the world, its COVID cases will inevitably go up, just like they are in the UK. That means there will be plenty more data and a lot more opportunities for people to twist it to fit their arguments. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. It's made by me and my colleagues Claudia, Imi, Zav and Ella here at Tortoise. If you enjoyed today's episode, why not give us a follow so that you don't miss any of our other stories? Today's story was written and produced by Xavier Greenwood.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, I'm Jeevan Vasagar. I'm climate editor at Tortoise and host of a new podcast called Counter Crisis from the Centre for Disaster Protection, a UK government-funded international organisation which works to change how the world plans and pays for disasters. If you follow the news, you'll know that more people than ever are in need of humanitarian assistance. War and climate change are affecting millions, but the solutions haven't really kept pace. Finance is key. We saw during the pandemic that the countries that found it easiest to borrow money were the most able to respond, and not the countries that were the most affected. Across 3 episodes, covering disasters, the losses caused by climate change, and our response to disease outbreaks, I'm going to try and make sense of this. Why are the current ways we respond to crises inadequate, and how can we do better? I'll be speaking to experts to rethink the recovery from crisis and find out why prearranged finance can help get aid where it's needed. You can listen now. Search for Counter Crisis wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.